got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that we love, undivided.
Yup. You either go to church or you're gonna go to hell.
Top of the second hour, today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Monday, November 20th, 2023. And so again, just to recap from the first hour announcements, schedule change is coming starting Monday, December 4th. Check the website for details on that. We're in the middle of the second annual John Stabmiller book drive. Very exciting. Congratulations to the winners of the past 2 weeks. I cannot tell you what the book is this week. It's a secret, but we'll know when we know, and we'll tell when we know. And we will not be live from Thanksgiving on through the remainder of the week. So from Thursday the 23rd through Sunday the 26th, but we'll be back next Monday live with bells on. So that'll be fun. And last but not least, my special guest joining me today is my mom, Mitzi. So we're having fun. We had fun the first hour. The good news is Julie has been saying I should do this for a while. And the other good news is no clips. I mean, probably, don't hold your breath, but... So that's, you know, as, as the big guy used to say, maybe that's double plus good news. So welcome back, Mitzi. How the hell are you?
I am just fine, Christopher Michael. Here we go again.
Yeah.
Let's have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we were just speaking, you know, in the last hour about how I believe stories are really, really important, and I would like to tell one about my eldest son, Christopher Michael. You know, Chris and I kind of grew up together. I kind of had a way of telling people that he raised me pretty well because, you know, I was a pretty young mom, and it was a pretty interesting adventure for sure. And not only that, but the time of raising children, you know, Chris was talking about us, my generation, the baby boomer generation, kind of being the beginning of the narcissism, is kind of self-centered. And certainly the parenting that myself and a lot of other people did back in those days, one of my kids jokingly shared a comedy video of Karen Morgan with me about we were Home Depot parents. You know, you thought somebody should be there and they should be there, but nobody's there. And so yeah, it was kind of an interesting time, and we all survived, and you know, that all that sort of thing. But one of the things that I remember was when Chris was three, we lived in married student housing on the MSU campus in Bozeman. His dad was going to school there, and Christopher loved to wear his cowboy boots on the wrong feet, and he loved his cowboy boots. And so he would go outside our little apartment in married student housing, and I'd be watching him, and he'd be out on the sidewalk, and someone would be walking to class. This is in reference to us talking about how, you know, sometimes Chris goes into subjects a little deep. Well, someone would be walking to class, and I would be watching out the kitchen window to make sure everything was all right. And the person, whether it be a guy or a gal, would be trying to get to class, and you could see them fidgeting and being nervous and, you know, trying to get the class on time. And then I would look out the window again, and all of a sudden, you know, they were sitting on the edge of the curb with Chris in a long-winded conversation, and you could just tell that they'd given up and decided to skip that class because they needed to have this chat, and heaven only knows what captivating subject Chris had going on that made them decide that was more important than getting to their class that morning. But I must say it happened on many occasions. Those little cowboy boots were right next to some, you know, budding intellect having a deep conversation.
Public relations.
It started at a very young age, like about the time that he could say words and put them into sentences. It was wonderful.
Fun stuff. So Home Depot parents, the lesson was no one's coming. And so, you know, there's been a resurgence of that message. No one's coming. So, you know, we're supposed to be our own. This is, you know, to remind us that we're, you know, supposed to be self-sufficient because we've gotten, you know, speaking of a lot of the other things that we've talked about, some of the subject matter dovetails around the idea that, you know, we think that somebody's going to take care of us or them or whatever. Someone's going to do something about that instead of doing it ourselves. Like, is, you know, I think the idea traditionally. And so now we're getting these reminders all the time. No one's coming. You have to be your own whatever. And my generation says, yeah, we know. That's how we were raised. We had Home Depot parents.
I know, and, you know, you can say good and bad about that, but
I think it's good.
I'm so stinking proud of every one of my children and every one of their partners because they have grit and they know they have ingenuity. You know, they're great entrepreneurs. I mean, they have great intuition, but you know what? It came from that upbringing of survival. I mean, you know, you kids had to survive, and you did pretty darn well and came out the other end. Just, you done me proud. I mean, I'm telling you, to make, you know, like, what is that saying? If you've got a bowl of lemons, make lemonade. And I've got a big old pitcher of lemonade and all of you and your brothers and sisters. I couldn't be more proud, so. You know, that adversity worked out okay.
Yeah. I don't know if it, I wouldn't necessarily even call it adversity. I mean, you know, people talk about having a dysfunctional childhood. I think every childhood is dysfunctional in some way. And, you know, obviously some are worse than others, but the point is, that's part of life. I mean, there, you know, the joke is there's no manual for parenting. Maybe there is. I would argue the Bible is a pretty good manual, but and that's a whole different can of worms there. I mean, you're speaking of your generation, you guys got Dr. Spock and all that kind of stuff, and but traditionally there's no manual per se for parenting, and so there's a lot of it that you learn trial by fire. And our society has been sort of reshaped again along communitarian, technocratic, planned society sorts of ways, administrative ways. It's very, very different world, you know, today obviously than like when you grew up. And so how do you navigate all of that? It's really challenging. And then you have the what Alan Watt used to refer to as the big boys who want to change things more. They say, you know, that they want the changes that they planned in the near future are more dramatic than the things that we've seen in the, you know, through the entire Industrial Revolution. That's pretty radical.
Pretty radical.
And so as a parent, you know, that's tricky. And I think that has a lot to do with why every childhood could be considered traumatic to a certain extent.
I agree.
Because, you know, all of that is difficult. And I think this also gets to the respect issue, one of the things that, not to get too far ahead, but this is the way that my brain works. So whenever I think of young people today, and the ever-changing landscape, I think of Santa Yana's famous quote, "Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it, but we always forget what comes before that." And I've mentioned it many times on this broadcast. He wrote, "Progress, far from consisting in change, depends on retentiveness. When change is absolute, there remains no being to improve, and no direction is set for possible improvement. And when experience is not retained, as among savages, infancy is perpetual." And then he wrote, "Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it." So that middle part there where he writes, "When change is absolute, there remains no being to improve, and no direction is set for possible improvement." That reminds me of kids who probably feel a sense of learned helplessness because everything is changing so fast all around them all the time, not just for their own generation, but what have they seen with their parents, for example? Are their parents married and divorced? Are their parents married, divorced, and remarried, and maybe divorced again? Have they moved around several times, changed schools? Have their parents changed jobs or even career fields? And so there's so much changing all around them. That's probably overwhelming in ways that they can't necessarily even process.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, with all of that change going on, like Santayana said, when experience is not retained, infancy is perpetual. And so you think of a generation or two that has gone through an experience like that, no wonder they'd be sitting in their parents' basement playing video games because, you know, there remains no being to improve and no direction is set for possible improvement.
Yes, I appreciate that. And yet, you know, it's I look for the pearls, you know, the diamonds in everything. And a good example that I have of that, because, you know, I mean, we have some roller coaster rides, I call it, you know, ups and downs in our family. But one of the pearls that I can tell you, I have the precious gift of being a great grandma now. I'm referred to as the Great G, which I love that, probably that moniker more than any other I've ever had. I love being the Great G.
Not the Great and Powerful G yet?
Not the Great and Powerful G, just the Great G. My grandson informed me that it wasn't Gigi, I was the Great G, and I went, I'll take it. Anyway, but my granddaughter, and again, it goes back to the parenting, and even though parenting isn't always perfect, if you do it with love and you never leave, you know, you stick it out through thick and thin, I think that there's victory in that. But to watch my granddaughter parent her daughter is very refreshing and hopeful for me, because, you know, she disciplines her, and I mean, very patient, you know, for a 17-18 month old, but, you know, she's very thoughtful of the impact that her little girl has on other people, as far as like throwing fits in public and things like that. But then, you know, when it's time for a nap or time for bed, my little great granddaughter is so comfortable in her, you know, her childhood, that she goes right off to take a nap or goes right off to bed and waves goodbye to you when she goes, because I think that she's being parented well, because my granddaughter was parented well. And probably more than anything else, I got to say my proudest, you know, claim to fame, so to speak, is what great parents my children are. And so that reflects in my great granddaughter. And I just, it's, you know, it's an honor and a privilege to be on the planet for this long to get to enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas yesterday I was in a store And there was a little guy that wasn't probably not a lot different age than my great granddaughter. And he was just wreaking havoc, you know, and you could tell he just needed some attention. And instead, you know, his mom was yelling at him, you know, I'm going to call your dad. You want me to call your dad? And I thought, well, that means probably about as much to me as it does to that little guy. I mean, so call my dad. You know, I just, you know, love and logic. So that's what I got to say about that.
You, you have a tendency to look to the sunny side of the street.
Keep on the sunny side.
Yeah. Yep.
I do.
Uh-huh.
I think it's helped me be healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And First Corinthians 13 is the quintessential definition of, well, is where you find the, I would say, the quintessential definition of love. What is it? It's interesting, you know, something that I am reminded of from time to time. You know, 1 Corinthians 13:8 says, if there is knowledge, it will be done away. You know, the first part of the verse, love never fails. If there is knowledge, it will be done away. So that's interesting. But what is love? You know, and the precursor to the definition of love, or what it is, description of it, is, you know, if I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I have become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. And if I give all my possessions to feed the poor, and if I surrender my body to be burned, but do not have love, it profits me nothing. And then the description of love. Love is patient, love is kind, and is not jealous. Love does not brag, it is not arrogant, it does not act unbecomingly, it does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered, does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. And so, I think my point in mentioning that is, basically, you know, your perspective, I think, is loving in the sense that it, you know, it hopes all things, endures all things, believes all things. It gives the person the autonomy to, be themselves, basically, and, you know, learn their own life lessons. And you've, I think that's, if I had to guess, or, you know, if someone asked me, I would say, I think that's probably kind of one of the full circle lessons that you've learned, where you've come full circle, walking a mile in other people's moccasins, as difficult as it is sometimes to let people learn their own lessons. You've been confronted. I know that you've talked a time or two, speaking of your mom, about, you know, being confronted with the reality of being sure you were right, that, you know, you were right, she was wrong, only to discover later on she wasn't quite as dumb as you might have thought.
Exactly. Oh boy, that's a tough one. Pill to swallow.
Yeah. Maybe we could talk more about that or whatever, when we come back. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back with my special guest, my mom.
Oh, Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123 at gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Welcome back. All right, so we really haven't, I think, dived headlong into those two hot button issues, but we've talked around them. We've talked about them a little bit, talked around them. I think the conversation we had yesterday was pretty good. But was there something that you wanted to add from the last segment?
Well, you know, just not, no, no, let's keep going.
Okay. Julie says, another Chris story. You have no shortage of those.
I have no shortage of those. I have so many great stories about all the kids that I can, you know, that I recall and chuckle about on a regular basis, you know. But Chris's attention to detail and just has never, ever amazed me. Probably one of my very, very, very favorite stories. I think, were you in third grade, Chris, when you took up saxophone, or fourth grade?
I think it was fourth grade.
Yeah, well, he decided to play saxophone, and we didn't know if he was going to be, you know, like stick with it over the long period of time. Although he did learn, teach himself how to play by ear, which was just amazing. Sit and watch MTV and practice songs until he got him down. So he obviously resonated with it. But he did saxophone that year, and we rented the saxophone from a local store. And at the end of the year, we turned it in. Well, then over the summer, he decided he wanted to do the saxophone again. So we went into the store to get another saxophone, and the salesman was, you know, we were in the saxophone department, and there were several of them there. And Chris pointed the one, and he goes, "That's my saxophone." And the guy says, "It's like your saxophone." Well, this went back and forth. "That is my saxophone." "No, that's like your saxophone." Well, finally, Chris had dinged the case of the saxophone getting on the bus one day, and he recognized the exact saxophone. So when the guy looked up the serial number, he goes, "Well, that is your saxophone." And what ended up happening that was so cool was we got that saxophone back, and all of the rent that we had paid on the saxophone from the year before actually got credited to purchasing the saxophone. And it was darn near, you know, prepaid for. And that was one of the attention to detail, knowing what was going on sort of a thing, story about Chris, that those kind of things happened all the time. And it just flabbergasted me. That's a grannyism. Flabbergasted me.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty funny.
That did indeed happen. And, you know, another reason to buy local, speaking of that.
Exactly. I mean, that was amazing. I was so surprised and very happily surprised, because we got a huge amount of credit on that saxophone, because he knew it was a saxophone.
Yeah. Yep. There was that one conspicuous little piece of whatever it is, veneer missing.
But I think the stories are what are going to be a powerful segue into the future for generations. And then, you know, what, another soapbox that I'm going to get on as I go down my path in life is multi-generational living. I think we need to get back to, you know, that sort of a thought process, because I think the older generations and the younger generations need each other, even if they don't realize it, you know, up front. But, you know, when I look at those big old 3 and 4 story houses in the inner city, you know, those houses weren't built for rich people. They were built for generations to live together and, you know, to pass on, you know, cooking and crafts and knitting and that sort of thing. It's just delightful, you know, for me to be surrounded by my grandkids and now a great grandchild. It's everything. I mean, it's the reason that, you know, to get up and take a breath for me, because that it gives me hope and it's exciting.
Well, either that or we'll all be reconstituted. We'll all be Soylent Green, reconstituted as Bill Gates burgers, beyond meat. Yeah. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Oh, boy.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty except for one man, still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up, and long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Bottom of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast with my special guest, my mom, Mitzi. And so who knows? We'll see if we do this. You know, I skipped over a proper introduction, but if we do this again, maybe I'll do that. Maybe it'll become a thing. Mondays with Mitzi. We talked about in one of the breaks with Julie, we talked about maybe doing a Friday after 5 with Mitzi. That would be probably a broadcast of a whole different nature, but very entertaining. Anyway, we'll see.
Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, they don't want that use me stuff. I want to spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, boy, you just keep on using me until you use me up.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.